PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. To be honest, I don't really know why I had to say that, because it already said that in the introduction of the program. But just in case there were those who, well, didn't tune in until maybe a minute into the beginning, probably you were wondering what that little bit of nonsense at the end was about. Which makes, I don't know. Anyway, nice to have you with us. First show of December, almost coming to the end of the year. Yes, coming to the end of 2016. And I have to say, I did find this year went by incredibly fast. And hopefully this show, because we have how many shows for this month, for this year left? Five, actually. Yes, four shows left before the end of the year. And we do have some special programs coming up. And I will tell you about them after we take a listen to our first piece of music for today. Now, those who listen to this program for a number of years will know that in December, leading up to our holiday programs, we like to at least play one holiday song to kind of get you ready for our holiday programs, which I will tell you about in a moment. So we're going to do that right now. Here's Tom Meyer and Marshmallow World.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is a snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball, just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Hey, those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all your world is a snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. Your world is your snowball, just for this song. Get out and roll it along. Hey, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? This winter, it's a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world. La 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 dee, la 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 dee da la. Ba la dee da ba la ba la. season's greetings and a Merry Christmas to you all.
Tom Meyer beginning today's edition of the program with Marshmallow World. And you can say that is a small preview for our holiday programs, which are coming up towards the end of the month. Now, let me tell you what they are. Today's edition of Happy Station is a regular Happy Station, if there is such a thing, including the 11th of December. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning the 4th and 11th of December, because this program airs on PCJ Radio on a Sunday. So these are Sunday dates. Now, I know, and I'm very aware that there are those of you listening right now who hear this program on a Saturday or a Monday or even other days of the week. But this is actually, especially for listeners of PCJ Radio International, or if you want to listen to us before or after, again, when you've actually heard the show somewhere else. All right? Okay, so for December the 4th and 11th, these two are regular Happy Station shows. Beginning the 18th, we have two Christmas programs. So the first Christmas program goes out on the 18th of December, and then our annual Christmas extravaganza goes out on the 25th of December. This year, Christmas does fall on a Sunday. And then we also have a New Year's special, but I'm not going to tell you about that just yet. We will leave that as a surprise, which I will tell you about in next week's program. So, our Christmas programs this year fall on the 18th and 25th of December, with a special year-end program, which I will tell you about next week. Now, of course, I will say this again, because some people are wondering, well, Keith, you're giving a date. I don't hear Happy Station on a Sunday. What does that mean? On the day that I hear it, which is a Saturday or something else? No, actually, you will hear that program, because we do like to record the program on a Thursday. It does happen sometimes we record it on a Friday, but we try to record it on a Thursday, because there are a number of our partner stations that do run the program on a Friday and a Saturday, and we air it on a Sunday, and then other stations actually air it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So at this very moment, while we are doing this program, there is one station, I know, because I know the time. The time is, what time is it actually? 23 hours, UTC, Thursday, and I do know that there is one station at this very moment that is airing it. I can't think of it for the life of me, but if you're listening to Happy Station on a Thursday at just after 23 hours UTC, you know which one it is. Let me know, because I should know, but I can't think of it right now. But anyway, that is neither here nor there, and it's not important. Okay, so anyway, that is what is coming up. The next thing that we do have scheduled is, I did this last week, and I said I wanted to mention it this week, but I'm not going to. I will mention it next week, so let's just actually move on to our next piece of music. Dickie Valentine, who was a band singer with Ted Heath and his orchestra, and then he started his own solo career. Sadly, he passed away in a car accident in 1969, but a very, very talented singer. Dickie Valentine and My Favorite Song.
My favorite song is the song that they play when we're dancing. Anytime that we're dancing, that's my favorite song. Just any old tune is my favorite tune when we're dancing. And as long as we're dancing, that's my favorite song. You breathe a magic for me. My favorite song is the song that they play when I'm dancing. Anytime that I'm dancing, dancing with you. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell in every word just for me. When I'm dancing, anytime that I'm dancing, but that's only true.
Dickie Valentine and My Favorite Song. Now, last week on the program, we aired a drama, a radio play, that was part of the CBC radio series Nightfall. Nightfall aired on the CBC in the 1980s and was an innovative, dramatic series that included new dramas by new writers, and were all kind of, they all sort of had to do with mysteries and murder and that kind of thing, which was actually a lot of fun. I love mysteries. Mysteries are a lot of fun. And I promised last week that we would bring you two to end off November and to welcome December. And then after we did last week's program, I thought to myself, well, this is kind of silly. We should have kept this to, we should have actually done this around Halloween. So What I would suggest right now is pretend it's Halloween. So go put on a costume or something, wear some funny makeup, go to somebody's door and say trick or treat. Actually, you could probably get arrested. I don't know if you heard about, before we get to it, there's been these funny news stories, these weird news stories that have been happening for this past year. People dressing up in clown costumes and scaring people. No, so you certainly don't want to do that, but it's just weird, isn't it, right? That people would put on... Personally, I don't like... I mean, I like the clown, but not clowns, if you know what I mean. I like clowns, funny people, but I personally don't like the clowns with the makeup and everything. It is kind of spooky, and it makes me think of another TV movie that came out in the 1980s, and I don't remember, I think it was an American drama, I don't remember that part, but it was called, how appropriately, The Clown Murders, it wasn't about a funny person going around killing people, it was somebody who was dressing as a clown and then murdering people, so you probably heard all those funny clown stories this year. But anyway, so you don't want to go knocking on somebody's door saying, spooky, spooky, trick-or-treat. You know, they might bonk you on the head or call the police or something. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. Getting back to what I was saying, the CBC dramatic series Nightfall, which appeared in the 1980s, was incredibly innovative for its time. And most of the episodes have actually been lost. Most of the episodes have been lost and are not available anymore. There were a number of them that were released as LPs and cassette tapes through CBC Enterprises, but many of them are just gone forever, except for the fact that a number of people who enjoyed the series recorded it on tape from various CBC stations from Vancouver, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, St. John's, Newfoundland, wherever they were located in Canada. And over the past few years, a number of these have started surfacing. And the CBC found out that actually the personal archives of individuals of the series is actually better than their own. Another thing that some people might even have heard this series who didn't live in Canada, because Radio Canada International used to air the programs on the weekends. Now, there was a time when Radio Canada International on the weekends did maybe programs like the SW Digest, Maple Leaf Mailbag, and they had another one, but they would also, during their schedule, for weekend schedule, I mean, this is going back a lot. I mean, I'm talking about like 15, 20 years ago. They would also air programs from the CBC Domestic Service. And like I mentioned last week, the one that we aired on the program, The Shortwave Goodbye, aired on Radio Canada International, as well as many others. So, the program also aired on National Public Radio in the United States, and even on one of the BBC channels in the UK. Anyway, today we're going to present another one in the dramatic series, CBC Radio Nightfall. This one, from 1983, is a lot of fun, and it's called Hypnotize. I should have put an echo effect on my voice when I said Hypnotize. Maybe if I move away from the microphone and then do this, right? Hypnotize. I don't know how well that, it probably sounded like absolute rubbish, but anyway, here it is for you right now.
Welcome to Nightfall. Frederick Hind here, this time with a jaunt into the more distant recesses of the mind. Our play is called Hypnotized and is the first play for radio by Canadian author Jesse Bodian. Listen.
Subject's name? Cragen. Madeline. Subject presently shows signs of physical and nervous breakdown. Overexploitation a factor. Future sessions must be hurried before total debilitation. Subject used in hypnotic regression. Subject asked for earliest precarnal memory, i.e. the memory of the soul at creation. The origin of consciousness itself. It was secondly to be determined if there is any psychic memory of the creation of Lucifer. Subject's condition: acute hysterical insomnia, decreased weight, stomach cramps, loss of hair, medication, amitriptyline discontinued. Present medication, flurazepam. Complications, depression, lethargy, heartbeat, arrhythmic. Subject notes uncontrolled discharge of bile and phlegm during blackouts.
No.
Psychic complications. Apparent poltergeist-like apports of objects and furniture. Apparent xenoglossy. Clairaudience. One final note. Subject has, in some manner, become a strong presence inside my own skin. And I in her skin. Occasionally, this delusion is of an intense disposition. As though my own personality was becoming increasingly connected with Miss Cragen's. A form of bilocation or otoscopic hallucination. She has penetrated my body, and I can feel her attempting to enter the back of my skull, and I her skull. Therefore, I am asking you, Dr. Ravitch, to complete the experiment with Miss Cragen. I suggest that her files be transcripted anonymously at the Institute to escape scrutiny from naive outsiders. I can be reached through my associate, Dr. Sutherland. I will be at Fribourg, Switzerland. Obtaining a much needed rest. Thank you.
I am Dr. Emil Ravitch. I'll be handling your case for a while, Miss Cragen. Please stop shaking, Miss Cragen.
Yes.
Now, you haven't had any sleep in 3 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
None?
Blackouts.
What was that?
Blackouts. I've had blackouts.
And your medication?
Tranquilizers.
Why can't you sleep?
I'll fall inside my spine.
Look, in your own words, for my benefit, what happens? You close your eyes.
Closing
and...
my eyes. Nauseous. Stifled. Icy coldness. Stomach cramps. Wind howling out of my spine. My lower back. Force nearby. I feel very cold. There is darkness.
It is my understanding that your fear of sleep is symptomatic, not prophetic. Symptomatic of an unconscious attempt on your part to obstruct this experiment. Most logically, because we've inadvertently come across some old past life memory you wish to suppress. I want to change your prescription to phenothiazine. It's an interesting antipsychotic compound. Had success in cases similar to yours.
Where's Dr. Lasky? He started this. I thought that I want to see him.
Miss Cragen. Madeline?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said Dr. Lasky has turned your case over to me. He's left to get some rest.
Oh.
He's gone to Switzerland.
When will...
You were going to say... Still shaking? Would you like me to close the window?
Pair of hands is trying to crawl out of my spine. Does that interest you?
Not precisely. The phenothiazine will help with those kind of hallucinations.
I want to see Dr. Lasky.
Look, you have developed a dependency on Dr. Lasky. And this empathetic neurosis had to be severed.
I could hear his blood. Yes.
Yes. You began experiencing sensations simultaneously with Dr. Lasky.
I could hear his blood. So on.
And so on. Yes.
I could... Could I have some water?
Yes, indeed. You also experience occasional clairaudience.
Yes. Thank you.
Since
the past life session started, especially towards the end.
And what's the sensation of clairaudience like?
Was garbled. Oh, weird. I want to see Dr. Lasky.
He doesn't want to continue with you.
He said I would be sent to a long-term care home until I got better.
Look, you are a very special subject. I am the only one who can help you.
I want to talk to Dr. Lasky.
But he is in Switzerland.
I want to talk to him.
Sutherland.
Get hold of Dr. Lasky for me. Tell him to return my call as soon as possible.
Fine, Dr. Ravitch. I'll leave a message at his hotel.
Thank you. You are a very special subject, Madeline. You must allow me to complete the experiment.
I can't.
Look at me. Your fear of hypnosis is just a mental block of some sort.
I don't want to be experimented on.
The reason you look so haggard, the reason you have lost 40 pounds, the reason you have lost most of your hair, your skin bleeds, your gums bleed, that you have ulcerated intestines is psychosomatic. You are blocking us from taking you back to the beginning. Let's erase this psychic ligature, Miss Cragen. That's what's creating all the static hair. And you've signed a contract. Madeline, the psychic testimony you've given already is too important.
I dreamt of horses. Wild horses.
You see?
No, I don't.
Your subconscious mind is telling you that you are only having irrational nightmares. You see? Nightmares. Night horses. Nightmares. Nightmare. Miss Cragen, your mind is an instrument, a tuning fork. It can be regressed to recall the secrets to the origin of your soul at creation. You are being traumatized by fear. You will be hypnotized once more. You will be regressed until you need this fear. And then I'll give you the suggestion to dismiss it.
Will you let me talk to Dr. Lasky then?
As soon as he returns my call.
I'm sweating all over. Can I get injected with a relaxant or something?
A relaxant? Yes.
Somebody hold my hand.
Dr. Sutherland.
Dr. Ravitch here. I want you to prepare a patient for hypnotic regression. And I'll need you to assist me as well.
Concentrate fully on my voice, Madeline. Now, exhale a deep breath. Droop your arms by your sides. Let your jaw go slack. With each beat of the metronome, your eyelids will become warmer and heavier. You cannot raise them. Your consciousness is retreating deeper and deeper within your mind. You are completely relaxed. Let your shoulders fall. Your mind is falling through eternity. The feeling is euphoric. You find yourself going deeper and further from this present life. And as you go deeper and further through the warmth of eternity, you find yourself before your birth into this life. At the count of three, you will become aware of a life before this one. You will describe your environment to me. Counting. One, two, three. Where are you now?
She's not responding.
What does her EEG say?
Strong alpha response in all lobes of the brain. Heartbeat, respiration normal. She does look pale. Body temperature has slipped to 98.1. SEM movement. No sub-vocalization as yet.
Madeline? Are you all right? Can you hear me?
REM observed. An REM observed.
Madeline, where are you now? Where are you?
Monk. That old man. I...
Yes? What is the elder man, the old monk, saying to you?
Kill somebody.
Madeline? Madeline?
Blood pressure is dropping.
What happened just now?
I went into that darkness with me.
We can get her past this block. We can take her right back.
Unless she's acting out a daydream.
Madeline? Are you still in the monastery? Where is this darkness then? Is this the darkness at creation? Where is this darkness, Madeline?
Nowhere.
Obviously just a mental lapse of some sort.
What are you doing now, Madeline?
Killing the deceased supplicant. I'm killing the diseased supplicant. I was sent to kill the diseased supplicant.
How was he killed?
Yes. I. Yes. I.
Respiration faint?
Give her 10 cc's of coramine. How was he killed, Madeline?
It is in my left hand.
What is?
The chisel. The stone corridor. The door.
Was infected. We'd better move on.
At my command, you will leave the room. Freely leave the room, Madeline. Where are you now?
Locked in the room.
Who locked you in?
Other monks. Those monks who survived me. Yes. I see.
What?
Grubs of lava pockmark my face. Ants collect my hair.
Blood pressure stabilized, still in NREM state. Body temperature several degrees below normal. Her hands are shaking.
Madeline. Madeline, can you move your mind? The memory of your soul back to its own creation. Madeline?
She's having trouble vocalizing.
Okay. All right. Madeline, concentrate your mind on the metronome. Can you?
I am going away.
Madeline?
Did she say she was Lasky?
I couldn't make it out. Where are you now, Madeline? Well, what year is it?
Timeless place.
What is your name now?
No name now.
Then where are you?
No.
Anyone with you?
Lasky.
She's hallucinating Lasky.
Her skin is absolutely blue and ice cold to the touch.
Hold it. What is she doing?
She's assuming a kind of fetal position, twisting her back around.
Madeline!
Her back looks broken.
She's bleeding from her mouth.
Body temperature is in the low 80s.
Madeline, can you hear me?
P.M. Subject Cragen, Madeline. After entering trance state, subject inexplicably went into hypothermic shock, recalling a previous life.
Give her 10 more cc's coramina.
Subject remains grotesquely contorted in a supine position.
I'm going to administer CPR.
Heart massage applied, 8:16 p.m. Dr. Ravitch. She stopped breathing. All vital signs have subsided. 8:17 p.m. What will your post-mortem diagnosis be?
She induced some sort of psychosomatic state. She wanted this to fail. She wanted to commit suicide. She must have created an inner scenario of freezing to death. All her nightmares. She made her own death come through.
Your medical diagnosis, Dr. Ravitch.
Please answer the phone, Miss Sutherland.
Dr. Sutherland?
You'll have to say hysterical paranoia resulting in a nondescript catatonic state. The patient then went into shock trauma, mimicking the physical features of hypothermia. The rationale for this was her own extremely disturbed personality.
That was the hotel where Dr. Lasky is staying. The manager returned my call from this afternoon.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure George will want to be advised of this. Let me speak to him.
The manager indicated to me that Dr. Lasky cannot be reached.
Why?
The manager indicated he had been on a solitary hike outside Fribourg. He's disappeared.
The manager indicated Dr. Lasky can be reached then? Okay, good. All right.
That he had been on a solitary hike.
Oh, I...
Apparently he cannot be found by searchers. The manager additionally indicated that he believed Lasky may have frozen to death.
Oh.
But he was careful to suggest no one was certain, as the body had not been found.
Oh. Yeah. Be good enough to pull a sheet over, Miss Cragen, will you? And try and corroborate this belief that Dr. Lasky froze to death. Will you?
Yes.
Was written for Nightfall by Canadian playwright Jesse Bodian and featured Mickey Monsell, Dr. Joseph Scala, Guy Bannerman, and Anna Hagen. Our sound technician was Bill Seaback, with sound effects by Chris Cutress. Music, Judy Knox. Production assistant, Joyce Tinian. Script editor, Ruth Fraser. Producer, Don Kowalczyk. Don't get too comfortable over the next week. We'll be back on Friday, and we have something special called After Sunset by Brian Taylor. Until then, I'm Frederick Hemp for Nightfall.
The CBC dramatic series Nightfall with Hypnotized, and I just realized that actually sounds like old-time radio. I mean, if you listen to a radio drama from the 1930s because of the sound quality. Sadly, the whole series actually kind of sounds like that now because the original master tapes are no longer around, and CBC has very few of them, and the only recordings left were off-air recordings. But actually, I think it adds something to it. It makes it sound rather different. Okay, another piece of music, and then when we come back, something else. Okay. Enrique Iglesias and Maybe.
If I had one single wish, I'd go back to the moment I kissed you goodbye. No matter how hard I try, I can't live without you in my life. Maybe you'll say you still want.
Enrique Iglesias, and Maybe. Well, you know what? We are now out of time. I have to end very quickly because I have something else that I have to start doing in about 5 minutes from now in another studio. So we're going to end with James Last and Zamfir and The Lonely Shepherd. So until next time, so long, take care, au revoir, a vida zain, adios amigos, and sayonara.